Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
As I mentioned, I am broadcasting from Jerusalem for the next couple of days. And the one thing that I have noticed is the incredible amount of attention in the streets of Jerusalem, something I haven't seen for some time. Olivia Rafovich is a reserve colonel in the Israel Defense Force, in the IDF. He's a former foreign media spokesman and military expert for I-24 News. Very good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? Thank you.
I am well, thank you. The amount of security that we're seeing in the streets of Jerusalem, and I would imagine all over Israel, is obviously an indication of some of the anxiety and some of the information that is coming through. We heard of the foiled attack that was planned over Pesach. What is the current situation, and is this expected for this time of year?
Good morning again, and thank you very much to invite me on your show. Israel is lately, in the last month and a half, passing a very tough and very difficult time. Mm-hmm. There have been, as you know, many terrorist attacks in the center of the country, in Tel Aviv, in Bnei Brak, in Hadera, in Be'er Sheva. And we know, the security forces know, and the Shin Bets are aware of a willingness to perpetrate other attacks for that two reasons. One, it is the Ramadan month, most holiest month for the Muslim, as you know. And generally, during this month, there is an increase of tension, an increase of radicalization, an increase of attempts of attacks. It's not new, but this time it is much more serious, and there is involvement of Israeli Arabs connected to ISIS. First time that such a thing happened in Israel, and was a successful, a terrible attack, successful for them, of course, but tragic attack for us. And the second thing is the fact that we are not meeting the same kind of terrorist organizations as before. They look much more smaller. They look much more disconnected from the regular terror organizations. That means that it's much more difficult to catch the terrorists potentially before they perpetrate the attack. And much more difficult to collect what you mentioned before, information, in order to foil these attempts. So the result is as following. We have increased all over the country, not only in Jerusalem, like you mentioned, all over the country, a visible presence of military and police forces, and also a not visible presence all over the country, in order to, I would say, to return or to make it, to give back, I would say, the sentiment, the spirit of strength among the Israeli citizens, particularly before Pesach festivities. But altogether, every day we are meeting such attempts, hopefully, and we succeed to foil, but we have to be very, very cautious. You know, war against terror is not one shot. It could be a long march, a long process, and we have to be ready for any eventuality, any possibility from their side.
Is it too early to talk about something like an intifada, where we've seen one attack after another, and it gathers momentum? Or is it too early for that, or is this something that is a concern?
You know, if you remember, and I remember personally, I was part of the Israeli forces during the defensive shield, you know, 20 years ago, when Ariel Sharon decided to carry out a large operation all over the West Bank cities. And actually, it was a very successful operation, but it was after we lost hundreds of citizens in different bomb attacks in restaurants, in hotels. You remember, of course. This time, and then the Yasser Arafat himself and the Fatah were behind all these attacks. They were encouraging these attacks. This time is very different, because this time the Palestinian Authority, headed by Mahmoud Abbas, Abu Mazen, are not for this wave of violence. They are against, but they are not capable, technically, and militarily, to stop such attacks. So we are alone in this prevention process and, of course, fighting process. So, of course, it could lead to something much larger, much bigger. Take also into account that there is a possibility that from Gaza Strip, Hamas and the Islamic Jihad will start to launch missiles. So it's not only Intifada, it could be another a military campaign.
In terms of Israel's response, we do know that Israel is quite active in the West Bank areas now, and making sure that they get to try and stop some of these attacks before they are carried out. Is there reasonable confidence that the security forces have their eye on it, that they're managing it?
Of course, we have not only the eyes, but we have also the brain and the hands and everything and the foot on the ground in order to stop such a wave of attacks. But you know, Chaim, in this kind of a situation, one attack, one terrorist can change all the situation. You know, the last attack in Tel Aviv, it's not because it's Tel Aviv, and Tel Aviv is different from Beersheba or Bnei Brak or Hadera. It's not a different city, but it's a different symbol. Different symbol. And terror attack have the goal not only to kill, but to impact the general spirit, the general state of mind of the Israeli citizen. And I would like to tell you that even if we are very strong, and we are very strong, as you know, we are still human being with children, with wives, with women, with youngsters, whatever. And all the population now, I would say, are tense, are not quiet. We are fighting, but we know that there is always a tragic possibility that a terrorist attack will succeed. And that's why the tension is all over. You will see much more police forces all over the country, in Jaffa, in Tel Aviv on the beach, in Jerusalem.
Unfortunately, that is where we leave it. We are out of time. Very, very interesting. Olivier Rafatovich, who is a reserve colonel at the Israeli Defense Forces, the IDF, former foreign media spokesman, a military expert for I-24 News.